Well, hi there, and welcome to Take Two with Jerry and Debbie on EWTN Radio. Along with Debbie Giorgiani, I am Jerry Usher with the show team, thankful to all those who help make this broadcast what it is each and every day, and that means especially you, the Take Two family. The show has been going strong and getting stronger since June 15th of 2015, and we are so grateful that you've been a part of it. And Debbie, we wanted to spend a couple minutes here just kind of explaining the background of the show, how it got started, and what we love so much about it.
Well, we really must do this. It's the responsible thing to do because we have brand new listeners each and every time we air the show. It's a live call-in show. This is where we take a fresh look at ourselves and the world around us. And like Jerry said, we count on the Take Two family. So you fill up the phone lines, we introduce the topic, and then you take it away with your lived experiences. You are the catechist here, and we are listening to your wisdom, and it's important, and lives are being changed. People are coming back to the faith, and it's a wonderful work as the mystical body of Christ in action. So that's what Take Two is all about, and we count on the Take Two family. You don't have to be Catholic to call in. If you're listening to the show, we consider you part of the family, and we care about your story. And everyone has a story, and everyone has a message. So it's very, very important that we get full participation in this wonderful platform where we come together as the faith.
Yeah, it's interesting how the show came about and how it has evolved. It really, at this day, it's not really exactly what Debbie and I sort of prepared for and planned for as we were getting the show ready with the folks at EWTN. But Debbie, it's just sort of organically become what it is, and we just absolutely love that. And we are so grateful that the Take Two family, they have really caught on, I think, to what we're trying to do. And you know, before we kind of talk about that for a second, maybe we can let people know that you and I, by the way, Debbie and I are not married. She is. But I'm not. Her lovely, wonderful husband, Marty.
Yes.
But, Debbie and I both have a history in Catholic radio. Mm-hmm. And we met doing Catholic radio fundraisers at one of our networks that we helped out. And we worked together on the air on those pledge drives. And then the idea kind of started to circulate or come into my heart for a show. And it took about 2 years. I'm kind of a slow study sometimes, but we contacted EWTN, Debbie, and they decided that they would air the show. And I knew I wanted a co-host with me. I wanted it to be a female. And since we were working so closely together, Debbie, it was very natural for me to kind of look to you. And it seemed to be a natural good fit for you as you started.
Mm-hmm. Oh, absolutely. I think we share the same ministry focus and mission, and I love that. And I think the male-female balance of the hosts really helps because it welcomes everyone into the discussion. And we're both life coaches, certified life coaches. We also have our outreach ministry, Stand Tall. The website is standtalltoday.com, and it's a wonderful way that we continue kind of the journey together. We pray together. We have certain shows that are dedicated to prayer. We have other shows that are dedicated to relationships. And then we have kind of the lighter topics, like tell us your best clean joke or something of that nature. We have the miracle show that we do. And it's wonderful to come together and we learn from each other. And really, if you think about it, it's one of the only places we can really do this and come together and speak about God and learn from each other. And I just think that's the way we're building up the body of Christ, Jerry.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and absolutely. You mentioned kind of a place to come and share your story. We think the show is unique in many ways, and that really is one of them. And we truly believe that what has propelled you to be such a part of the program is, we always say, it's Take Two with Jerry and Debbie and you. We do topics where we simply allow you to call in and share your story, your life, your situation, your trials, your ups, your downs, the joys and the sorrows of your life. And I hope that I'm right, Take Two family, you have come to really appreciate that. And, this is not self-congratulations on our part, Debbie, but I think the Holy Spirit has been behind this the whole way.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. We feel the Holy Spirit has our backs on this, and you are prompted by the Spirit. That's what causes the phone lines to be pretty much full every single time we do the shows. And we just also, we want to continue to grow the family. So don't forget to like us on Facebook, Jerry and Debbie. Find us on Facebook. Our wonderful producer, Ace McKay, posts little snippets of the shows there if you missed any. And tell your friends that this is a live platform where we can come together and share our stories, which are very important. We care about your stories, and thousands of people do as well. So it works. It's just a wonderful way to come together, Jerry.
Yeah, there's so many ways you can join the program, the discussion. Obviously, the radio show on EWTN and Sirius XM 130 and other outlets, the EWTN app, for example. But also, you can do a lot of other things in addition to listen to the show right there on our website. And you mentioned Ace. He is the one who kind of keeps the website up and looking fresh all the time. And you can post your prayer intentions right there. We have the prayer book. There's a gallery with pictures. There's coming up. There's the information about the podcast. So we certainly hope that you will find your favorite way of listening and keep tuning in to Take Two with Jerry and Debbie. And we have, you know, you mentioned Ace McKay, our producer. We have a lot of other people at EWTN that help us out. Jeff Burson is regularly, usually on social media, and Matt Gabinski is normally screening the calls. They each get some help from time to time. But Debbie, I know that we love to give them kudos on the air. We try and do that every show. Sometimes we forget, but, you know, you and I are sort of the faces and the voices of the show, Debbie, but it takes a lot of people to make this happen every day.
Oh, yeah. A big, dedicated team, and it's wonderful. So we hope you continue to listen to Take Two. Tell your friends. It's just a wonderful way for us to really learn and grow together. And we always say this. We learn a little bit, we grow a little bit, and hopefully we get closer to God. And that's the mission of Take Two with Jerry and Debbie and you. You're the important person here. Right, Jerry?
That is correct. If you don't join the program and you don't call in, don't email, if we don't get your lived experiences, your wisdom, your insights, it really isn't a show. So thank you so much to all of you for being part of it. And we've got more great shows planned for you. We want this show to, God willing, continue on year after year. I mentioned 2015 is when it started on June 15th, and we love to celebrate the anniversary when that rolls around as well. But with your prayers, by the way, we really beg for your prayers. You know, we have issues, challenges, things that we go through as well in life. So just as we pray for you, we would love to have you praying for us.
Mm-hmm. That is true. And you can always email us. And the way to get in contact with us is take2@ewtn.com. We love the Take Two family. Let's keep it growing. We'll be right back.
Well, hi there, and welcome back to Take Two with Jerry and Debbie and you on EWTN Radio. I am Jerry Usher, along with Debbie Giorgiani. We're going to shift gears. We've got a little bit of a topic change, Debbie, but we're looking forward to this Friday broadcast, and it's the day before our happy anniversary.
Happy anniversary. 9 years of Take Two because of the Take Two family. You guys are amazing. Yes, we are live now on our scheduled topic of tell us about a time when perseverance paid off for you. Tell us about a time when you have persevered and you had a very wonderful, positive outcome. So we'd like to talk all about perseverance today. That is the topic today. We need you to weigh in. If you want to say happy anniversary, if you want to tell us if you are an original Take Two family member from way back June 15th, 2015.
15, yeah.
Wow. Wow. It is going so fast. Maybe you're the part of the Lunch Bunch crew. So we'd love to hear from you. We got to celebrate today because Jerry and I are not together tomorrow on air, although I will be live on the Spirit World. So I'll get to celebrate, Jerry, our anniversary tomorrow. But the number to dial about perseverance is 833-288-3986. And Jerry, I want to go to scripture when you get a moment just to confirm and affirm what perseverance does for all of us as Christians.
Okay. Well, we're talking about that here on this, I guess you could call it our anniversary broadcast. Tell us of a time when perseverance really paid off for you. Sometimes we get discouraged. You know, we come up against roadblocks, you know, little speed bumps once in a while. And we think, should I even continue on? Should I keep pressing on? Is this really what I want to do? Is this ever going to happen? And we decide, you know what, I will persevere. It could be something you're asking God for. It could be, you know, a family issue. It could be an employment issue. Any time that you decided, I am going to persevere and just follow this road on faith. And how did things turn out for you at that time? 833-288-EWTN. 833-288-3986.
So going into the scripture passage, Hebrews 10:36. You need to persevere so that when you have done the will of God, you will receive what he has promised. So doing the will of God, staying the course, you will receive the promises. It's so beautiful. So perseverance is a positive thing. It's a thing that a concept that we need to embrace and to practice because it can get tough. The world can knock you down and you can feel like, oh, I'm just giving up. You can never, ever, ever give up, like Pope John Paul II said. So please, let's talk about the times when you persevered and it paid off for you. You can help other souls today going into the weekend. And Jerry, you can't hold me back. I'm going to say it. Don't get started with your weekend yet. Please call in and make your voice heard around the world and your lived experiences so you can help others. You are the catechist here, 833-288-3986.
I'm reminded of the passage in Matthew chapter 24 where Jesus is talking to all of his disciples and he says, you know, the one who perseveres, stands firm, endures, there are different translations, but he who stands firm to the end will be saved. So take two family. Jesus is pretty much not implying, but I think it's pretty explicit there that even the Christian walk, the walk with our Lord, we have to persevere in this and it can be difficult sometimes. I know I've gone through ups and downs in my faith life, you know, wondering, you know, God, are you really there? And, you know, asking God for his help. And there are times when we have to just make what a good friend of ours calls prayers of the feet. You know, you just take that next step in faith, knowing that God is there and he's going to uphold you or that a situation is going to work itself out. So 833-288-3986. You'll never have another chance to say you were on the 9th anniversary broadcast. So I'd say you better call today.
That's right. You must show up, Take Two family. Okay, perseverance is the topic today. We need your take on this. We should be all back on social media, YouTube, Facebook. So Jerry, please wave, get your comments in there. Ace McKay is going to pick up those comments. Matt Gabinski's answering calls. And Charles Beery is our producer handling all the controls. So that is wonderful. Please make your call right now. Half of the phone lines are full. That's great going into this anniversary. We got an anniversary broadcast. This is a perseverance broadcast. And we're going into Father's Day. So it's just a wonderful time to come together as the Take Two family. 833-288-3986.
All right, Debbie mentioned we have some on the line. We're going to go to your calls right now. Please do join us if you would like to talk about how perseverance has come to your advantage at some point in your life. 833-288-3986. Let's go to Buffalo. Anne is listening on the Station of the Cross today. Hi, Anne. Thank you for being up first today.
Hi. I just wanted to... can you hear me okay?
Just fine.
Okay. Wanted to call and ask people to persevere in prayer. It's so important. We had a miracle in our family a few years ago. My nephew had belly pain, and he was in and out of the emergency room, and they really couldn't figure out what's going on with him. He ended up having to have a colonoscopy, and he was in his 20s. And they said that they did 27 biopsies, expecting the worst. Called Crohn's disease and a lot of other things. And they said the pathology would take a couple of weeks to come back. Well, I went to a healing mass and, you know, asked God to heal him. So I lifted him up in prayer. Mass is so important and because God is really there and people should go and just sit before the tabernacle and just listen, just be there, be in God's presence. But long story short, The pathology came back in 1 week, and all of the biopsies were negative, and the doctors were dumbfounded.
Wow. That's a miracle. That's a miracle. Yeah, that's amazing. And, you know, it was interesting. Jerry and I speak about miracles all the time, and there's miracles big and small, but they're all around us, and you're spot on. So the perseverance in prayer assisted your nephew. I've actually heard of similar stories like this, and I just wish people would hang on long enough to go through all of the resistance, right? So you get all these biopsies, you get all these other people weighing in, and they're saying, well, it's going to be this way, or it has to be that way. Well, it doesn't have to be anything with God, because God's in control. He can do whatever he wants. And if we stay faithful, there are many benefits on this side of the veil. And of course, as I just read from Hebrews, after we finish this life. So Anne, way to go. So when what do you say to people that they're just so tired, or they're listening to too many world voices and they're getting weak? What would you say to them about persevering through it all?
I think that all of us, you know, in this day and age, a lot of people have chronic illness, myself included, and a lot of times we're on our last nerve and we don't think we can go on anymore, and we just have to remember God is there. Imagine him holding you and comforting you. Yeah. And just try to be in his presence and ask him to help you.
Yeah, I love that image that you just put into our minds. And thank you so much for that, because God is always with us, never letting us go. And I remember a time in my life when I had to persevere through a very, very dark period. And a good priest friend of mine said, you know, sometimes God is holding you so close to him, you can't see him. You know, it's like holding a little baby up to your chest. You know, the baby's eyes can't see anything but your chest area there. And that's sometimes the way it is with God. So, Anne, thank you. And happy anniversary to you, Anne. It's the 15th anniversary of your show tomorrow.
God bless you.
God bless you. 833-288-3986. Yeah, we won't be on live tomorrow with Take Two, but it is the actual date that we first went on the air in 2015. So thank you, Take Two family, for making the show what it has become all the way up until today. 833-288-3986. We're talking about perseverance today. Has that been something you have made a conscious decision to do in your life? And what was the outcome? How did that really pay? I hope it paid big dividends for you. We're going to find out from Linda in Toronto, Ontario, Canada, who is tuned into Sirius XM 130 today. Hello, Linda. How are you, Linda?
Hello.
Hi, Linda. Yeah, you're on the air.
Can you hear me?
Just fine.
Okay, great. Hi. I'm calling from Toronto, and I just had to call because you're talking about perseverance today, and I wanted to tell a short story about when I was in college in 1982. I was ready to graduate, and my mother got diagnosed with ovarian cancer just after Christmas time, and here I was at college, and she was at home, and I was told by her doctor that your mom's chances of beating this is slim to none. And I went to the church, and I picked up a pamphlet that said prayers for the sick. I put it in my back pocket. I went to school. When I wasn't crying, I was praying. When I wasn't praying, I was crying. There was nothing else I could do for my mom because I was away. And she did her chemo and surgery and all that, and all I heard was, I'm not going to see you graduate, I'm not going to see you get married, I'm not going to see my next birthday, I'm not going to see grandchildren, I'm not going to do this, I'm not going to do that. And all I could do was pray for my mother. Morning, afternoon, night, any break during class, I hid myself out in some classroom, and I just prayed during breaks. And then I just was upset all the time and crying, and I didn't want to do anything with my friends. And I just got tired of it one day. And I went down to the washroom in my dormitory to the lady who was in charge of the girls' dorm. I went into her bathroom because I figured nobody else is going to bother me. And I was standing in there and crying, and when I cry, I look like a blubbering case of red eyes, just, you know, a real mess. And I looked in the mirror and I just said, I'm tired of this. I don't want to cry anymore. I'm tired of crying. And all I said was these exact words. I said, Virgin Mary, because I'm a real devoted to her, and my mom was. And I said, Virgin Mary, I said, I know you're my heavenly mother, but I need my earth mother. And I said, please just let me know everything's going to be okay. And all of a sudden, I was sitting on the toilet, but on the seat, right? And this total peace just washed over me from head to foot. It was just for a few seconds, but a total peace. And this, like, I couldn't wipe the smile off my face.
Wow.
The tears dried up. I never cried another tear after that. I walked out of the bathroom. I just said, thank you. I walked out of the bathroom. I went with my friends. I couldn't wipe the smile off my face for the rest of the school year. I never told my mom what happened. And she, every time she would say, I'm not going to see your you get married, I'm not going to see this, I'm not going to, I said, Mom, everything's going to be okay. Everything's going to be okay. Well, long story short, I got 30 years to the month with her, my mother.
Wow.
She saw me get married. She saw two grandchildren come into this world. She watched them grow up until high school, college. And in 2012, she got diagnosed with pancreatic cancer. And I took care of her for 66 days, and I lost her. Hmm. But I got 30 years with her.
Hmm. Well, Linda, you know, you did lose her in a sense, but heaven gained her and eternity gained her. And your prayers sound like, you know, God... There's something about tears. You know, the Bible talks a lot about tears. There are many passages. Of course, it says in heaven, you know, all tears will be wiped away. But, you know, we pray the Hail Holy Queen prayer. You know, to thee do we send up our sighs, mourning and weeping in this valley of tears. You know, life includes a lot of tears. So I really believe, Linda, that God is very, very receptive of our prayers. And you just really let him know how much you cared for your mom and you wanted her to have that healing, that extra time. Wow, 30 years more, Debbie, on earth. That is just absolutely amazing.
Mm-hmm. Incredible journey you have been on, Linda. This is, an amazing story. And I just, wow. I mean, there's so many elements. I we could spend the whole rest of the hour of this episode. But Linda, I'd rather have you share with our listeners. What final comments, based on what you have been through, the experience, what you've learned, what would you impart to the Take Two family today?
I would say just keep your, don't ever, ever, ever give up. No matter what you're told or what you see or anything like that, all prayers are heard. And, you know, one thing my mom always says is she says, Lynn, because she has so many people praying for her, even in the hospital. When I walked in on one day, and she used to work at the hospital, so she had a lot of friends there. Everybody knew her. And I walked in on her, and there were just a bunch of people around her bed. And they were praying over her, and she just felt so good. But see, she was kind of a negative Nancy, right? She was always negative, this and that, and but that made her feel better. And her doctor even went to our church, and she said she just felt so good when she would walk in church and see him there too. You know, she felt good. But I would say never, ever give up. But my mom always said, Lynn, don't ever stop praying mm-hmm. or listening to other people's prayers, because she says you never know who's get answered first.
Amen. Wow. Thanks, Linda,
wow.
So much.
Powerful.
Appreciate all of that. Yeah, powerful mm-hmm. stuff. We're going to talk about perseverance more with Debbie and Ron and Jim at 833-288-3986. Take two, Jerry and Debbie, if I can get it out. 15, 9 years, and I can't even get it out. I'll be working on that during the break.
We're talking about perseverance today on Take Two with Jerry and Debbie, and this is the day before our 15th anniversary. 9th yeah. anniversary on the 15th. Hello. I did the same thing you did.
We were practicing that on the break, and we still couldn't get it right.
I know. We practiced the title of our show, the name, everything. 9 years. Our anniversary is tomorrow. We're celebrating today. We're just giddy. We're really excited. It's just been a great ride with the Take-Two family. You guys are incredible. And perseverance is something that we've known along the way of the 9 years on Take-Two. So you have a lot to share. So please call in 833-288-3986. And Jerry, before we get back to the phones, we've got Matt on the line with somebody. And then also we've got a room for a couple people. So please, if you'd like to dial in, speak to Matt Gabinski, maybe wish us all a happy anniversary. Or you yourself, wish yourself a happy anniversary if you've been traveling with us. But before we get back to the phones, Jerry, let me just share this. Join us for Word on Fire on Sunday afternoon at 4 p.m. Eastern on EWTN Radio. Recently, Bishop Robert Barron continues discussing the seven deadly sins, starting with envy. We covered that a couple weeks ago on Take Two. I'm still giggling because, we're having a virtual celebration because you're in Florida, I'm in Arizona, and the mothership's in Alabama. But, you know, it would have been nice if we were all together so we could have like a real slice of cake and something like that, you know?
Sure. Yeah. That would be nice. Cake sounds really good right about now. I haven't eaten lunch yet.
So. Vanilla or chocolate? Which do you like?
Chocolate, yeah.
You're a chocolate cake
with some kind of fruity, you know, some filling, strawberry, cherry, red and fruity.
Oh, red and fruity. Okay, got it. All right, Debbie in South Carolina has been waiting so patiently. Sirius XM is the way. Debbie's listening. Hi, Debbie. Tell us about perseverance today.
Yes, hi. This is my first time calling as well.
Oh, welcome.
I wanted to tell you about my dad.
Okay.
He was raised Catholic, born in 1926, married my mom, who was not Catholic, and then after 25 years of marriage, they were divorced. Mm. At that time, Dad stopped going to church. I think he felt he was excommunicated, so it was over for him. And as I matured in my faith, this bothered me. So when our children would have events and we'd invite him to Easter Mass, he always came. But he didn't participate, and I think he was always maybe a little uncomfortable. Fast forward to his 80s when he started to be ill. He was living in assisted living, and they had services there. So I encouraged him to go to some of the services, and he told me he did, but I never believed him. I don't know if that was fair or not. But then he ended up in the hospital, and I called the local priest that also assisted at the facility that he lived at, and he said, oh, I don't go to the hospital, but they have a priest on staff, call him. So I called him, told my story, and he said, did your father ask for me? And I said, no, he didn't ask for you, but you can tell him I asked. And he said, okay, I'll go see him. Well, he sent a nun, and the nun spoke with my dad, and then she said, would you like to talk to a priest? And my dad said, no, that's okay, I'm fine. Well, Dad made it back to assisted living. Weeks go by. He ends up at the hospital again. And this is still stewing on my brain. So I wrote my dad a letter. I even copied the letter and sent it to the local priest, thinking that the next time he saw him at the facility that perhaps they could have a few words. Well, my brother stopped by the facility, saw my dad's mail, brought it up to the hospital. My dad read my letter and then asked for a priest who came and gave him confession and communion after 30-plus years.
Wow, Debbie, I think you can tell that Debbie Giorgiani and I are both caught up in this awesome moment that you're describing here. And That is just so very, very powerful. We say it on this show all the time. God is so gentle, mm-hmm. and he's so gentle at the end of our lives, especially. And Debbie, your story reminded me so much of my sister, which I've shared on the show here, like about 40 years without going to church or anything. And she had that cancer diagnosis, was dead in 3 months. But she saw a priest and came back to the embrace of Holy Mother Church, too. So, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And Debbie Giorgiani, I know you could probably tell a lot of stories of how God's gentleness and goodness mm-hmm. at the end of life.
And perseverance pays off. Yeah. It truly does in the spiritual lives of people. And Debbie, your story, Jerry closed his eyes and took it all in. And I did the same thing. It was like, wow, God is so incredible. And Debbie, thank you for your part in that. You know, the beauty of these stories is the cooperation of everybody through prayer, through perseverance, dedication, determination, never giving up, never wavering, you know, and then the receptivity of the people on the other side of these prayers. And it's just all works together, and it's how our God works. He wants participation. He wants cooperation. Jerry and I say that pretty much every single episode of Take Two. So Debbie, what a glorious story. And you're telling this story right before Father's Day. I just love it, Debbie.
Can I add one more thing?
Absolutely.
Sure.
In my letter to my dad, I said, I'm miles away from you. I can't help like my brother's helping you, but maybe I can. And then I went on with whatever I said in the letter. But one thing I mentioned, this is the year of forgiveness, because this was several years ago, and the Pope had declared that. Mm-hmm. And so I think that, too, was part of it. Mm-hmm. You know, it gave him the courage, maybe.
Yeah, absolutely. Everything works together. It's all the puzzle pieces coming together. Can you give us your dad's first name? Do you feel comfortable?
I do. He was Lewis.
Lewis. Beautiful. Wow, Debbie, what a tribute. What a story. This is amazing. And and this goes, you know, the saints, and you got John Paul II and Mother Teresa, everybody saying, please never give up, never, ever, ever give up. But yet the world just keeps pushing us down or telling us it's not possible. Too many things, too many obstacles are in the way, time, distance, whatever. It's not for God. Not for God. God is above all that. He's bigger than all that. And Debbie, your story proved that. And so the other callers and the comments coming in on social media now, this is just an amazing broadcast. I hope the whole world is listening. Debbie, thank you. God bless you for contributing today.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Goodbye. Yeah. 833. I do. Oh, this is powerful. And mm-hmm. it's powerful because of you, the Take Two family. We've been saying that for 9 years as of tomorrow. And we really do love to give you the opportunity to share your lived experiences with one another. And we all gain and grow and learn in so many ways. And we're so blessed by all that you have to share on this show. So mm-hmm. thank you, Take Two family, for being part of this for almost 9 years tomorrow.
So I heard that Pope Francis is going to make the announcement July 1st on when the canonization is of Blessed Carlo Acuti. So it's not on. It's not this year. So obviously, or it's not soon. So we still have time if we want to try to put something together to be at the canonization. So I'm excited about that. I wanted to share that with our Take Two family because everybody's been contacting us saying, are you going to share it? Are you going to share it? So yeah, I just did.
Yeah, well, Pope Francis contacted me. He said, I'm going to announce this on your birthday, Jerry. And I said, that's fine. Sure.
On July 1st is Jerry's birthday. That's right. That's so true. Yeah. Okay, don't forget to like us on Jerry and Debbie Facebook page. Charles Beery, our producer, posts so many wonderful comments, posts after the show that can help you continue to process the conversations that are being heard right here on the live show. So please make sure you go to Jerry and Debbie Facebook page. Okay, Jerry.
Well, speaking of perseverance, mm-hmm. we have our good friend Ron in Los Angeles on the line, who's going to join us next. And Ron has persevered as a listener of Take Two, a listener of EWTN for many, many years, Catholic Answers Live. And Ron has persevered through health issues and a lot of other things. Ron, we're so glad that you got through today. Welcome aboard Take Two with Jerry and Debbie. Ron in Los Angeles, we can get over there to Ron. If we can get to Ron, are you there, Ron?
Yes, I'm here.
Oh, hey, there you go. He didn't light up red on my screen there, so sorry about that.
Ironically, there's some technical glitches out there because the YouTube shows the broadcast relating to today, but it shows as a gratitude or perseverance show, rather. And the the phone air show sounds like it's the broadcast of April.
That was the beginning, maybe the opening. And so we were persevering, Ron. We were practicing it, okay? And so we had a little technical computers happening on the EWTN side, and it's all good now. So we're all live and we're here and we're talking about stories of perseverance. So take it away, because you kind of get our virtual perseverance award.
I think your picture is next to the word perseverance in the dictionary, Ron.
Exactly.
Well, at this point, the dictionary probably does have my face on there. Mm-hmm. At this point, I do want to say thank you for your prayers. Happy anniversary for 9 years. You know, I've been there from the get-go and long since before that, as a number of people have heard over the time. So in a way, it's almost an anniversary of friendship with Jerry and I for about 25 years now, maybe, mm-hmm. something
yeah,
like that.
About that, yeah.
So it's an incredible journey, and it's been a rough time physically. I've had some real heavy bouts, so I'm grateful for all the prayers that I've been receiving from everybody, and hopefully all of my offer-ups have helped a few elders along the way. So thank you for that.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Go ahead.
It's an honor. It's an honor to pray for, to enter into everybody's life and struggles and joys and sadness and everything as the body of Christ. And Ron, you're a key part of the body of Christ. And so, you know, your part is to persevere and keep going strong. Our part is to support you in prayer.
Well, I thank you. I'm hoping a lot of my off reps have been towards, you know, healings that you've been going through, from the cancer to the eye issues to other unknowns that I've prayed for. Same for you, Jerry, and the number of contacts that we've had over the decade in prayer support for family and physical situations and ministries and all this other stuff, the saga that goes on and on. So yeah, we're all intertwined on this.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah. And, you know, every member of the Take Two family is cherished by all of us. And Ron, you are, I know, I mean, you are really a member of that family. You know, we appreciate all that you do offer up, because we know that, we know both on the air, you've shared a few things, but off the air as we correspond every now and then via email and stuff like that, we know a lot of the challenges that you've been through. So we applaud you, Ron. Our hat's off to you, and we say thanks. That thanks goes back to you, the one that you gave to us. You know, we send that thanks directly mm-hmm. back to you and the entire Take Two family, because we're mm-hmm. all here. We started out together. We're here 9 years later, and we're going strong. Thanks be to God.
You know, and it's definitely that. And my secondary thanks also to all the Take-Two family who've been a part of this journey as well, that those out there who have prayed for me, I'm very grateful for them as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we have a lot of gratitude for the prayers. The one thing that we can say about the Take-Two family is they are prayer warriors. So I agree with you, Ron. God bless you, Ron. Stay strong, and we'll talk soon, definitely. Thank you for gracing this, what's kind of an anniversary broadcast, too. So I love that. Jerry, did you share another congratulations with the 9 years?
I haven't yet, but I'd love to. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, we have affiliates all over the country and really around the world, and we just want to take our hats off to another one of those right now, going out to another member of the EWTN radio family. It's KXYM FM 98.9 in Belcourt, North Dakota. 9 years with EWTN, mm-hmm. just like Take Two.
Just like us, yeah.
So congratulations to David Bryan and his team at Two Hearts Catholic Radio, along with Real Presence Radio, from your friends here at EWTN, and especially from your friends at Take Two with Jerry and Debbie.
Wow. Okay, talking about Real Presence Radio, Jim in Minnesota on Real Presence Radio. Hello, Jim. Welcome to the program.
Hi. How are you guys doing today?
Great. Jim, now that you called.
Well, I called a little while ago for my first time when I told you the joke about the guy that wanted a bridge to Hawaii.
Yeah,
I remember that very well.
Me too.
I'm calling now because of the perseverance of when I had been away from the Catholic Church for about 20 years and came back here about 3 years ago. And while during COVID, I lost my taste and smell for 7 months. And I was really pretty down at the time, because going 7 months without tasting or smelling anything, it kind of wears on you a little bit. So anyway, I was listening to Real Presence Radio, and they had this Deacon Mike on from Sleepy Eye, Minnesota, and that's about 2 hours away from me, and he was talking about, oh, he had success at praying over people that had ailments and stuff, and they got better. So I reached out to him, and he tried to pray for me over the phone at the time, but he goes, do you have something to eat there? And I says, yeah. And he goes, try it once. And it didn't. And he goes, well, it usually works better when I get hands on you. So he said, would there be a chance of meeting with me? And so I made arrangements with him about 3 weeks later. And he did this whole statement of going to, I can't remember what he said, but we laid all my issues from my whole life down at the feet of the cross. And he prayed over me with his hands, and it took about a couple hours. And that weekend, also, I went down to my sister's in Iowa, and he prayed on me Friday, and Saturday night, I took a handful of hot tamales, and it was the first time I tasted anything in 7 months. So I went to medical doctors, and they said there was really nothing you could do. It was maybe it'd come back, more than likely it'd come back. But I didn't get any taste or smell back until after he prayed for me. 24 hours later, I tasted hot tamales, and my taste and smell gradually came back from that time forward.
Mm-hmm. Jim, are you talking about the candies, the hot tamales, or like real hot tamales, or what was it?
It was the candy hot tamales.
Okay,
yes.
that's what I thought you were referring to. Wow, what an item to have your taste come back to, you know, because those things can be carry a pretty good kick there. But yeah, Jim, it was clear that God powerfully, you know, acted on behalf of this gentleman's prayers and your faith. And, you know, during COVID, I actually, the only reason I knew I had it one time, I had lost my sense of smell and taste for about 3 days. And thankfully it came back. So I can definitely relate, Jim, on a very small scale to what you went through there. But yeah, thanks be to God. And it stayed with you, I hope, since then.
Yes, and, you know, there were some things that still tasted weird, like Mountain Dew Doritos didn't taste very good anymore or whatever, and I guess that wasn't a bad thing. But since then, though, basically I'd say I got 95 to 98% of my taste and smell back. So, and the only thing I can contribute it to is this Deacon Mike, and Deacon Mike and I have stayed in close contact. He calls me from time to time. I'll text him and call him. He's become a real good friend of mine.
Beautiful. Well, Jim, all I can say is praise God. I can say three things. Congratulations, praise God, and you need to get a little bit of a better diet, I think, going. Tamales, Doritos, and whatever else you mentioned there.
But if it works with the smell, that's good, right?
Yeah,
or
exactly.
Taste it, taste, smell, all the senses, right, Jim?
And I'm back to, well, the one thing that did happen in that 7 months was I did lose quite a bit of weight because, you know, it's not as much fun to eat anymore. You can't taste or smell it. So I did lose about 65 pounds. So
oh,
I guess that was one thing that came out of it.
Wow. No, there's always a blessing that can come out of something like that.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. So I listen to you guys a lot. And one of my favorite shows is Dr. Ray. I almost call him a can't miss radio show anymore. But mm-hmm. You guys, I listen to almost every day. I'm a mail carrier, so I got you guys on the radio a lot.
Well, thank you, Jim, for that. We appreciate it. We've been around for 9 years because of great, wonderful people like you. So appreciate you joining us again. Go work on that bridge to Hawaii, Jim, and we'll hear you next on our next Clean Jokes program. Have a great day. Be safe out there delivering the mail.
Thanks, Jim.
Well,
wow, that was amazing. Father's Day is this Sunday, Jerry, and we want to just honor all of the dads and granddads. You know, we need a strong St. Joseph's in the home. The consecration to St. Joseph of Father Donald Calloway, we highly recommend that book and consecration because it enables the dads to become stronger and more like St. Joseph. And that is wonderful. And we just honor the fathers this weekend, and just know that the Take-Two family definitely, and all of us here at EWTN, we are praying for all dads that are with us and those that are deceased. My dad passed in 2010, and I miss him dearly every single day. But you know, he was a great dad, and in the times we have memories, so memories are great, right, Jer?
Yeah, and we want to, of course, say the same thing to our spiritual fathers, you know, and those who are maybe not biological fathers, but when we say spiritual fathers, of course, we mean priests typically, but you could also be a spiritual father without being a priest. You could really helping to father and mentor God's sons and daughters. So, yeah, thank you for that.
An uncle, a friend, a neighbor. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, a brother. Yeah, absolutely. Okay, Jerry, so Marie, first-time listener, so caller, first-time listener caller, Marie in Kentucky, EWTN.com. Hi, Marie. Welcome to Take Two on this pre-anniversary broadcast.
Hi, good morning. Thank you for having me. I was telling your call screener, my story about perseverance is evolving, but I had to call and share with you. So I am first-time caller, probably first-time listener.
You're welcome.
Our family has really, really been through a lot of struggles since 2020. I'm talking two job losses. I've had a son diagnosed with type 1 diabetes. I had another child who had a suicide attempt. I had a surgery that was just an awful recovery, all these things. And so I went on a prayer group that I'm part of this morning, and my prayer was, please, God, give me perseverance for my group to pray for me. And I'm flipping through the radio and I hear topic change, perseverance. And so then I was just like, thank you, Lord. This isn't even subtle. So you guys were the answer to my prayer today. My perseverance still needs a lot of work, but I really feel like this was a God incident, not a coincidence. So I'm a new listener and thanks.
Well, praise God.
Yeah. Well, that's how God works, right, Jerry? Yeah. Marie, we're so grateful to God. We don't believe it's any accident. We truly believe it's the way God is using the radio. And so I would take it as really genuine confirmation coming from heaven. And wow, it's so beautiful the way God is doing everything possible to reach every one of us. Now, here's the thing. The world will tell you, will present an opposing view, right? So what happens sometimes when you get this and you're in it right now, so you're saying, I think this was from God. Stay with it as long as possible. Remind yourself, replay the broadcast, do whatever it takes to remind yourself that God has connected with you. What do you say, Marie?
Well, I think that sounds wonderful. I would love, one of the things that I requested prayers for perseverance about, I'd love to get your side on it, is I have a couple children who, I'm so sorry, apathetic, they don't about their faith, they just don't seem to care, like it doesn't help them, it doesn't hurt them, and I've been struggling with how to approach that. Any words of wisdom?
Are they baptized Catholic?
Yes, they're 17 to 27.
Okay. This is my recommendation. They're baptized Catholic. They're marked for Jesus. Be at peace. Many saints have talked about that. So be at peace because God's got them marked for him. So that's great. You did your part there. Now, live out your faith. Live out your faith as joyfully as possible. Let it just shine like the brightest light you can ever imagine. How do we know that? Blessed Carlo Acutis, you can go to him. I would definitely go to him. I'd get the book, My Son Carlo. Read that book, Marie. It's incredible. It was written by his mother. Carlo gave the recipe there on how to get to heaven. It's a help to be around people, to encourage them, to embrace their faith and to really take ownership of their faith. But the key is let your light shine. Less you have to say, but more you have to be. So I just think that's the way to do it. But Jerry might have maybe a different angle.
Actually, not really. I think the trust, you know, obviously one of the main go-to saints, Marie, is you probably know St. Monica. She is well known for having prayed for her son, St. Augustine, for decades as he was out carousing and saying things to God like, Lord, make me chaste, just not yet, you know, things like this. And God finally got a hold of his heart, and he's now one of the greatest saints in the history of the church and a doctor of the church. So, you can have, I really do believe, I agree with Debbie, you can have great, great confidence that as your kids are marked with that seal of baptism, that your prayers, just your continual prayers, keep persevering. God hears all of them. And of course, he wants your kids back going to church a billion eternal times more than you do. So I really, Debbie and I see it all the time. We hear prayers mm-hmm. answered in this mm-hmm. regard, Marie.
Yep.
Thank you.
Yeah.
You got
well, thank you. Thanks for calling on our anniversary broadcast. Mm-hmm. First time listener, first time caller.
I love
Fantastic.
It. I know we're going to get ready to hear the music. Can you squeeze in Joan real fast for 10 seconds?
I don't think we have time.
Oh, we're going to hear the music.
We're going to hear the music right
we're
now.
We're so sorry, Joan. We tried for 10 seconds to try and squeeze the time, but unfortunately we couldn't. Please call back on the Unscripted Show. And if you wanted to share something about your dad for Father's Day or anything like that, we would love to hear it, because the whole month of June is dedicated to fathers as well as the Sacred Heart.
Yeah. Amen to that. 9 years of Take Two with Jerry and Debbie and you. We are celebrating that today with today's broadcast, but tomorrow is the date. It was June 15th, 2015 that we went on the air. So Take Two family, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. We love you. Mm-hmm. We love the show team. We love the affiliates who carry the show, Debbie. And as they say to a man who's ordained a priest, ad multos annos, for many years.
Yes. Amen. Amen. St. Methodius is the saint of the day. We ask for prayers from all the angels and saints. And Monday is all about relationships. So now you guys can get started with your weekend. We'll see you on Monday. Have a beautiful and blessed weekend.